May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 92. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness, oppressed with sorrows and with sins, on her beloved Lord she leans. Hymn number 92.
Let us read together from the Word of God in the first chapter of Luke. The first chapter of Luke, commencing at verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, he hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son, and her neighbours and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marvelled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. Lord, once more we seek to come before thee. And knowest, Lord, the darkness and the unbelief. We do pray, Lord, that thou would help us at the throne of grace. And we would come, Lord, not pleading anything that we might bring or that we have brought, but we would come pleading the name and merits of the Lord Jesus. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant to us access. We would plead the merits of him that is for us already entered. May we feel it to be so. And Lord, we ask and pray that we may come with dear Daniel, that said, neither do we present our petitions for our name's sake, but for thy great mercy's sake, with Nehemiah too. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us thus to come. O Lord, it needeth not words but access. Lord, it needeth not great long words to put thee upon the throne. May we feel it. Lord, it needeth not, poor sinners, to make a great length of prayer, but we need the sweetest intercession for sinners on high. And thus, Lord, we come in all our need. And we fain, Lord, would believe that thou dost know the desires of our heart, those wishes so weak that Jesus inspires, bids thee still seek. And Lord, we do seek that thou art hide us. Our sins are great. Lord, do remember us as we plead the robe of righteousness for our sin and unworthiness. We do seek, Lord, that cleansing in Jesus' precious blood. Not only, Lord, would we believe that thou hast shed thy blood, we want to feel it and know the covenant blessing in it. Lord, do grant the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ that speaketh better things than that of Abel. It's the voice in it. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt gather us among the brethren and help us together to seek unto thee. Lord, we pray for those in affliction, in adversity, as being at yourselves. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember the dear little ones, one especially so poorly. Do seek, Lord, that thou art bless thee. Means used and do. Grant, O Lord, thy healing touch. We thank thee that the Lord stands above it. We pray, Lord, that thou art remember the dear family that has been prayed for in the vestry. And truly, Lord, they are often in our hearts. We pray that thou grant a continuation of thy divine goodness and thy healing mercies. And Lord, do grant that thou crown the year with thy goodness. And we can say, Lord, that thou hast done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Lord, do command thy healing mercies. And we pray, Lord, for each one in trouble, those in affliction, in age and infirmity. Any Lord that may have those burdens and those desires that only thou dost know. For any, Lord, that are bowed down, may there be a lifting up. And Lord, those that have sorrows, we pray, Lord, that thou attend to their cries and ours. Bring back prodigals. Lord, do remember, we pray to each one in our hearts and those, Lord, that are far off. We pray, Lord, for the dear children and older ones too. Oh, keep them with thy mighty hand. And Lord, do bless them in thy house. And Lord, remember we pray thee those that carry burdens and need the burden bearer. Oh Lord, do grant, we pray thee, Jesus himself, the burden bearer, may draw near and go with us to bear burdens, to forgive sin, and Lord, to bring us through. Lord, we do seek unto thee that thou bless this house of prayer and each cause represented. Lord, return, we pray thee. Remember us. We call upon thee and pray for the Holy Spirit. Gracious return, that divine gift and blessing. Lord, remember Zion still. Lord, we desire that thou come and help us to thank thee, Lord, for every mercy. The best returns for one like me, so wretched and so poor, is from thy gifts to draw a plea and ask thee still for more. We desire to thank thee, Lord, for all thy goodness and thy kindness, and we pray, Lord, for a heart from sin set free. Lord, to praise thee and to seek the Holy Ghost to help us in our praises. Lord, do be with each one. We pray, Lord, that we may have a good day. For we read those words, when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. We would see Jesus. We ask, Lord, that thou come and remember us now, as our prayers are insufficient, but our sufficiency is of God. We ask that thou help and remember us. Forgive all amiss. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 1094. Ye souls redeemed by Jesus' blood, salvation's theme pursue, exalt the sovereign grace of God, for such were some of you. 1094.
the Lord may help me, I will turn with you to the chapter in Luke, chapter 1, from verse 78 into 79. Luke, chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Through the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Lord only knows the felt insufficiency to speak in the name of the Lord. It would not be of any profit to speak of the lowness of heart and soul right through the night, really, one way or another. To speak in the name of the Lord without such light as we would seek to have. But we desire to speak from the word here that just seems to be upon our minds. And friends, what a beautiful truth there is in it. Through the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high hath visited us, that light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Oh, and friends, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Does not the Lord speak of the giving of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide and to direct us? And we believe this day spring is that beautiful truth concerning the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, another place, the bright and morning star. You know, how conspicuous are that day spring, or the light of the morning star, as the darkness that may prevail, and yet it must indeed give way to the increase of the light. And so the star is the truth concerning the beginning of the deliverance of the Lord to his dear people. As we have read that word, I was struck with the promise given unto Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord be it unto me, according to thy word. And then the truth concerning the dear handmaid of the Lord, that was blessed among women. And she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Now, friends, it seems to me to direct us a little into this truth in our text. Mary, that type of those that are brought to see that with God nothing shall be impossible, be it unto me according to thy word. And again, Mary said, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Words of truth and sweetness. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. Now, I want to come not only as the Lord may help me, and my thoughts in our text are much upon the tender mercy of our God. In the margin, bowels of thy mercy. Now why is there such a sweetness in these words? Through the tender mercy of our God. Well, one may say it is surely that our God is great in his mercy. So he is. May we know it, friends. Or another text comes to mind concerning the tender mercy of our God. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. But we may think also of the love and goodness of the Lord. But you know, this one thing that strikes my mind, and that is this. What is the preciousness of it? Well, friends, they waited so long for the Lord's appearing. From Genesis up to this present time, when would the Lord appear? It seems as if his chariot wheels were so slow. And what things did they have to walk in? And yet the Lord raised them up. Prophets of old. We read from the very beginning of Genesis that the Lord would come and bruise the serpent's head. But what a long time, how long those years, how great the trial of it. But surely the tender mercy of our God is this, that yet he waits to be gracious. Although our sins testify against us, although that we have sinned so great that we might conclude by them that the Lord will never appear. Yet there's a springing up, isn't there? It was so in Mary's heart when the angel appeared. When the Lord was pleased to remember that his dear handmaids, and we've sung of them too. Oh, it seems to me, in my poor little understanding, that the time was so long, and the Lord sent his servants or his prophets, and we've read something of them. How he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed. But, friends, it needs the coming. Of the Lord himself. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. It needed the antitype. Friends, the Lord's people, they love to consider the truth of God's word is very precious. But they do want the Lord to come. They cannot say, well, it's recorded in the Word of God. Living faith wants something to rest on. It approves The living soul will say, give me Christ, or else I die. On Christ, a solid rock, one said, I stand, or other ground is sinking sand. The difference between the letter, isn't it, and the spirit. Now, it strikes me that man, in his poor, fallen, wretched state, born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and men do not like to be reminded of it at all. That he is removed from the Lord as far as the east is from the west. He is utterly fallen. That he is dead in trespasses and sins. There's no light at all. No, a little residual, nothing. And man wants to be in command. That's the solemn reality of man under the law of God, that he may give credence to the word of God, or even the coming of the Lord, but he wants to be in command of it. It's that pride which dwells in man by nature. Friends, if God will deal with us, he'll bring us from such a lofty peak. But it's the subtlety of it, isn't it? And very faithfully it creeps in, doesn't it? That man has got some commands concerning the coming of the Lord. That's if only man would just claim it, or then there's all the awful deceit of it. Leaving out man's lost, fallen, ruined condition. What do we read? Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Doesn't leave much, does it? Doesn't leave a spark. You know, the thing is, in my poor understanding, when God deals with his people, gradually they come to it. In God's time, in his way, they come to it, they haven't got a spark. Indeed, they give credence to the prophecy that who is there among you that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him call upon the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. And it goes on, behold, he that kindle a fire, encompass yourselves about with sparks. Now, do not think I'm in an awful spirit, friends, but God will bring his people. Sparks aren't good enough. You want the true light, the day spring, the beginning of deliverance, the Lord to come and grant you the fullness of his coming. 'Tis midnight with my soul till he, bright morning star bids darkness flee. Who is among you? Perhaps we might read it. That feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, that hath no light. Well, that suits me. Let him stay upon his God. Trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, what does it mean? Waiting for his mercy. Looking up and seeking that God will hasten the time. Just like these godly Israelites that waited for such a coming of the bright and morning star. No, in my poor little understanding, that's the tender mercy of it. God hadn't forgotten to be gracious. Are these not the mercies of the covenant? Is it not proclaimed in that sweet word, my times are in thy hand? Easy to say it, isn't it? But, oh friends, for that grace to fall humbly under the hand of the Lord, and to see for that increase of his light, or the first glimmerings of it. No, it doesn't suit man in his old nature. He has got something to bring to God. But friends, God will hunt it out. And that's how, in my little understanding, I want to come before you. There were those that truly waited for the Lord's appearing. When would the Lord appear? Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. And I mustn't pursue the thought, but you know, it's in that simple way, isn't it? Not a glimpse, not a thing to know except the Lord grant light divine. Oh, and then the tender mercy of our God. Is it not in that aspect that he is faithful, that promise? Is it not in the truth of that word? Not only is his mercy great, enduring forever, oh, the tender mercy of it. You know, it's this, isn't it? It's his forbearance. Perhaps some of you know what it is to wait for the day's return. Oh, and friends, it's no easy thing to contemplate going preaching in the middle of the night. What shall I do? Will the Lord put me to confusion? But it's more than that. Will the Lord bring a word for the people? Are there those that would creep in, seeking for the tender mercy of our God? That it would be, it's experimental, isn't it? It would be of the greatest, the most tenderest of his mercies, to regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Well, there's something exceedingly precious. I looked up that hymn before I came out, that beautiful hymn that we sing. I believe, friends, we can sing it as we come, or repeat it as we come to the end of another year. He saw me ruining the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh, how great. I must leave. Leave that particular part of the word. And I want to speak of the tender mercy of our God. By the day spring from on high hath visited us. Well, it strikes my mind that in this word we have that day spring from on high revealed to us in the word of his grace. The day spring from on high hath visited us. Now, as the Lord may grant that gracious help to speak from these closing verses. Oh, it does seem to me to be a very gracious word to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And then we might look, as the Lord may help us, at the experimental truth in these few verses. Sorry. I wonder if the Lord is pleased to grant to us some access and some knowledge of the truth in these words. Light to them that sit in darkness. Oh, what light is this? I believe it to be the light that God imparts. The light that he reveals. So it is that often it is a dark path, a trouble to walk in. It is a particular shadow that the Lord grants that his people have to walk under the shadow of his frown. Or perhaps in that way in which that they cannot see how the Lord will grant deliverances, or how the Lord will appear, what troubles may be, I know not, but what the Lord brings, he is able to manage, friends, by the way and to the end. What the Lord purposes will be fulfilled. Oh, and I have thought what these words may mean as we think especially of the way in which the Lord is pleased to grant the Spirit of the Lord, a light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Well, just in a few thoughts, I want to speak these words in another way. Oh, is there not a time when the Lord will be pleased to roll back the clouds, to turn our darkness into light? Is there not a time prepared that when the Lord will speak, and will he not grant that help of God to know, as we read, to guide our feet into the way of peace? And then the Lord may help me. Or perhaps there are those that wait upon the Lord, and it seems as if that the Lord that is pleased to deny or forget his people when they cry. It seems at times with the Lord has removed from them his tender mercy. Oh, and what, friends, when he leaves us to the trial of your faith, which is much more precious than the gold that perishes. Or if the Lord is pleased to bring some great shadow of a dark cloud. And friends, the Lord's people say, not another cloud. Not another great dark dispensation. How can you walk in it? It seems, does it not, at times, as if the Lord has forgotten to be gracious. But do we not read that he is pleased to guide and direct his people by his counsel, and afterward receive them to glory? I wonder how it is with you. Oh, do you need the Lord to be your light and your understanding? Do you not need the Lord to grant that increase, that a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb? Oh, but friends, some of us walk in paths where we long to see that the Lord's appearing. I long to see the Lord to put his hand to a matter that we cannot see, but it gets worse and worse. was something that only God can do, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Be it unto me according to thy word. Oh, but to come a little further. Oh, it does strike me in these words that there is not only the tender mercy of our God, that in proclaiming his word through the prophets, and making known in that great time that yet the Lord will appear, something else, isn't it? How he makes his cause, our cause, his own. Now the Lord is pleased to grant to his people that sufficiency, that in the day spring, friends, it certainly will arise, won't it? Living faithful view that in the Lord Jesus, just what a seeking soul may need. A friend, one that's so poor that he hasn't got anything but what the Lord is pleased to give. Since the Saviour gave me sight, I cannot see without his light. Well, not much, is it? It's everything, isn't it? The gross darkness and the beginning of the dawn. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. What then? Flee to the law? Look to this man or that man? No. You know what the spouse of the Lord said? I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. What do we understand by it? It's to the graces of the Lord Jesus, the light that is in him, that the sweetness of that name, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Oh, and the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense, it is indeed that truth that belongs to the dear Redeemer. What sweet anointing. What sufferings too. Oh, and friends, the Lord has a people, and they have to wait for his appearing. How tried they are. Until the daybreak. I've preached from it, or tried to. Sometimes I haven't got much beyond the first word. Until the daybreak. The shadows flee away. Now, experimentally, it's hard, isn't it, to pray? It's the hardest thing in the world to pray with liberty and access. Oh, it's just like these dear saints of old. It seems as if the time would never come. But what great things they were in. And then, the beginning. The Lord's appearing. Well, that's the tender mercy of our God, isn't it? That he should bring those tokens of his appearing. But those tokens are for living faith. Still as dark and still awaiting. But are they not those tokens of his appearing? And we see it in what glorious way. You know, the Lord didn't need John the Baptist, did he? But such is the greatness of the darkness and the bondage and the nearness of his coming and the tender mercy of our God, he'll make it known through the witness of his forerunner. What a tender mercy, isn't it? That God should be pleased to grant unto his dear people that witness true of John the Baptist. Now, what do we read of him? Something profound. He was in the deserts until the time of his showing unto Israel. A light but yet in the desert. It's when the Lord brought him, wasn't it, unto the people. And these chapters, especially this first chapter, is much upon the day spring, or the witness that God would surely appear. And how we read of it in the sweet word of his grace, don't we? These two handmaids, the Lord was mindful of them. That one was with child of the Holy Ghost. What a profound and glorious truth of it. And oh, what union, what comfort there was as they met together when the thing was made known to those dear handmaids that the day spring from on high has visited us. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice, "Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" You know, that's Jesus only. Dear handmaid, and the Lord was the subject of their conversation, and so it was that the Lord revealed, not to the great and wise and mighty men, but here in humble hearts, that the Lord would certainly arise. And we read these words in prophecy, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Oh, what a wonderful thing if we knew a little of that in our hearts this day. "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And then to speak just a few things of the way in which this day spring should arise. We read of the way in which the Lord would appoint it, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. You know, friends, God is never behind his time. Never is before. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. Oh, God will work it out, friends, in his time and in his way. Oh, how darkly hour before the dawn, but the day spring from on high hath visited us. Oh, it's well, friends, if the Lord would drop a sweet word into the hearts of his people as they walk in darkness and have no light. If the Lord grants a little sweet savour of that name, from having not seen his love. Though now you see him not yet, rejoice in you, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, and then we notice that his mercy is from generation to generation. Sweet word, isn't it? For those that seek the Lord. Now some of us, and I speak ever so wisely, or try to, some of us are so concerned that our hearts are up to the Lord for those that go astray. I want to be ever so circumspect, but I want to say that we think of those. Well, I must hasten on. Oh, the Lord bless our young people. They might be like Elizabeth and Mary, waiting for the Lord. That it might be a time when there is that sweet union with the people of God. But still it had to be performed. And the Lord was pleased to grant the forerunner. Well, perhaps some of you would be glad enough, a little sweet token. That it is the Lord. Show me a token, the Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. Oh, is it not a little touch of his love and mercy? You know, I do love to read in the Word where it speaks of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as the Son of God that led the morning stars, one with his Father, gloriously in that Godhead, and all the truth of it, but yet that light that should be made known in the councils of eternity among the sons of God. Well, perhaps some of you younger ones say, well, I come up to the house of God. I know sometimes what the minister will say before he says it. But it doesn't. I can't understand it. There are things too hard for my understanding. And you may be tempted to give up. Well, friends, what should we speak of concerning them? Well, I'll tell you how the Lord has led me in my seeking after the truth. The Lord separated me from the ways of this world for the truth that I desire to know. And then, come a little further, the Lord brought me to see the smallness of this life and the vanity of it too. Just like this, in my experience, I must be ever so careful. But it seemed to me, in words such as these, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, it brought me lower and lower that I had a God to meet. Or God would meet with me. And then the witness all around, this one and that one, taken from the earth as it turns on its circuit, as the Lord fulfills all the counsels of a profound being, and yet as a people he spares. They're not cut off until the Lord is pleased to bring them to a knowledge of the day spring to see more perfectly the ways of God. Now, you'll bear with a poor sermon this morning, but there are those that are tossed about, I expect, in their minds. How can we lay these things straight with our understanding? What we learn at school? Or what may be in the words of all, that there is no God, or that he isn't a God to fear? Well, let God separate you unto himself, and you'll learn. You'll have to come to the Lord like this. Lord, that I know not, teach thou me. One little hymn especially. And the truth of that word, convince me of my sin. Lead to Jesus' blood, and to my wondering view reveal the secret love of God. If you've got a little religion like that, you might say it's on a pinhead, but would you say, Lord, convince me of my sin, separate me from the emptiness a vain empty world can't fill, then the day spring from on high hath visited you. Needs the increase of it, doesn't it? Friends, you may say, I can't fully understand what the minister's saying. Friend, let the Lord begin. He'll carry it on. When I say let the Lord begin, seek by the grace of God for the increase. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Enlarge my coat. The day spring from on high hath visited us. Give the knowledge of salvation. It's those tender hearts, friends. What a mercy if your heart's made tender by the word of the Lord. Thy gentleness hath made me great. So gentle sometimes is a flame. We can soon extinguish it. But no, friends, let us look well to our young people and seek at the throne of grace that the Lord will grant them the day spring. Now, that's it, isn't it? The day will follow, won't it? Let the Lord begin, that he'll carry on. Oh, well, man can't put his finger to it. And that's where I desire to leave a little word to those that seek the Lord. And the Lord will bring you to solemn reality. Why was I made to hear his voice and enter whilst there's room, or thousands more than that make a wretched choice, rather starve than come? Friends, it's grace, isn't it? Now, what would you do without it? Where would you go for it? Perhaps I've spoken to the younger ones. I hadn't thought a thing about it. Grace will bring you to the morning star. How sweet the truth of it. He sheds his beams of light divine o'er this benighted soul of mine. Oh, the temptation. The world so big, friends, I've known it. The enticements of it, the places I've been, it doesn't satisfy, does it? Oh, you say this, Lord, grant me the increase of the light, the truth of it in a dark place. And it gets darker, doesn't it? As the dawn approaches, so it is. With the child of God, you know, they're taught. They're taught sin's demerit. Whatever way God will use. Well, perhaps there is something in this text the Lord may leave with us this morning. Now, through the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high hath visited us. To give light to them that sit in darkness. But in the shadow of death. Oh, it's the bondage of sin, isn't it? The awful enveloping mist and darkness of sin and unbelief. Perhaps some of you mourn over it. Do you wish for the day with the dear apostle? You need the Lord to come that created all things. And grant you that life divine. Well, I want to leave it, friends, in this thought. As we come to the end of another year almost, and certainly our last time here this year, we presume. As the day spring from on high draw near, the darkest darkest night. The tender mercy of our God be made known. We read of it to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Perhaps literally so. Guide our feet into the way of peace. Well, I must leave it. Just think of that psalm, so well known and yet so little known. Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And may the Lord forgive my poor words this morning, and grant the day spring.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £510, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. £535. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves, through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. 535.
for those that are far off and the other side of the world, and do watch over them and keep them safe and bring them home at the time appointed. Be with those, Lord, that seek thee, and those that wait upon thee. Now may the grace, the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us. Amen.